Blog Talk Radio.
There we go. Hello. Is it gonna not play? No, we got it.
Are y'all good?
Mm-hmm.
Thank you for joining us for live paranormal radio. From the paranormal to the unexplained, it all happens here. It all happens here. Looking to enhance your radio experience? Participate in our live video chat 24/7 with our live paranormal radio show host and other like-minded people.
Hello, guys. How are you tonight? How's everybody? How are you doing, cuz?
I'm doing great.
All right. What's up? So today we were going to talk about energy, but you guys had some
Well, don't let me forget to play that for you.
I brought that.
Definitely. If you can remember, because hang on, you're gonna go next. But anyway, the last week's show, we apologize. That was technical difficulties. I thought it was where I couldn't be on the show and something come up, but it's actually technical difficulties.
I think it was the time change.
So it turned out I wasn't gonna be on the show last week.
Yep,
and I'm thinking, well, the next week I'll just try to explain it. But it turns out, Lisa, tell us what happened to the show. I called up to the studio,
put the studio number in and everything like that. They didn't say anything. It just wouldn't go. And I had noticed that the time an hour before was an hour ahead. Get what I'm saying? Or something. And I'm like, wait, and then it changed. So they must have not updated the system yet for the time change. That's what I'm guessing. It kind of threw us all off, so I just rescheduled it for tonight, you know, and I didn't even have to make a new thing because of
David. That's great. Hey, David, I'm glad we're back. Thank y'all, everybody, for listening to and staying with us. David had an interesting thing he was telling us pre-show. David, you want to tell us what's going on at the house?
Oh, yeah, with all the increased atmospheric static electricity, as you know, and it's affecting the clothes and everything that I touch anyway. But on top of that, the shadows that I've been witnessing inside the house has increased quite a bit in the past week, which is kind of weird. You're sitting there, and you know, you get that shadow movement behind your head, and when you're sitting down, it's about 4 feet off the ground, so it's not a rodent. It's not on the carpet. It's not a bat because, you know, there's nothing in my ceilings. So I just don't have a clue what the hell it is.
You got static. You got black orbs, right? You got that too?
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know. I remember Mikey did that one night, the night we saw the UFO on the way to when we got picked up, and he was with his friend Jimmy. When I got in the car, he just started shocking me and everything in the car.
Right.
And then he shocked everybody all the way to Burger King. No lie. We were going to pick up Jay, but that was right before we saw the UFO, so I find that interesting. You know what I mean?
We've had increased activity in our den. It's not, I mean, I don't know. I think, well, I was testing my XLS build, the Walter Infinity, and I had it turned on, and there was a black ball that went across the den and into the mantle. And I'm like, man, that's pretty weird. You know, I'd never seen that camera do that. The XLS is the step up from the SLS. It's a three-dimensional mapping with the Kinect version 2 for the Xbox One, et cetera. It mapped this black orb that flew. Okay. It flied across the dam, man. I'll roll with it. Okay, but no, really, it did. It was like crack ass. It's like, yow! And I'm like, and I'm like, I didn't really think nothing about it. But I watched Ghost Adventures the other night, and I saw this black orb doing that, you know, and I'm like,
that's weird. And then David,
that's pretty weird.
Yeah,
and
I had black orb, too.
Well, you saw yours differently. Tell us about how you saw yours. I saw mine on a camera.
Oh, I saw mine actually physically, peripheral vision right behind the back of my head. Yeah, you can, and I just saw it moving, and it's about head high as I'm sitting down. So it's about 4 feet off the ground, like I said. middle of the room, nothing else moving. My dog was sleeping behind me, so it wasn't him. Not to mention the fact that, you know, he's just above ankle high. He's just a little
right.
guy.
No.
So, yeah, I don't understand it. I haven't heard anything in the house. But, you know, the orbs, the shadows that I'm seeing, and the increased static inside the house is
yep.
just a little different. It's a little weird.
That's a little, yeah, it is.
Yeah, definitely, yeah. That's pretty interesting.
But everything feels
you,
fucking, everything feels, shit, I just get to see people sitting on the couch and turn around and think they're Mikey and they're not.
Yeah.
I've had William do that, all right? Like, he'll,
now, Lisa,
you, know
you
I mean?
Were going to, you were going to tell
What's
us about
this?
Energy, because I've got a surprise
yeah.
for you in a minute. It actually
okay.
falls in line with what you wanted to talk about.
Okay, all right, well.
Not.
I was doing a lot of thinking about energy, and right now the world's a fucking mess, or okay, you know what I'm saying, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know how, like, I don't know, energy transfers, it doesn't die, it transforms, you know the whole thing. I mean, that's scientific stuff, all
right?
But with our energy, like, when I was thinking about how, like, you know, walking down the street, it started years and years ago when I would walk down the street and somebody would be walking at me and I'd have to cross the street. And
yeah.
I never even realized that. They would be 30, 40 feet away from me, and I had to cross the street. And then I started thinking, well, you're at a party, and you know everybody's cool and everything, and you don't even know
yeah.
somebody came in, and the whole energy, you don't know because you don't see the person come in, and all the energy in the room just changes.
Mm-hmm.
Right, yeah.
And I'm thinking, well, what if our lovely minds together all our energy for good? Get what I'm saying? Is we got, you know what I mean? I mean, is it possible? Is it possible to do that? I'm wondering if it is. It may
it could,
be.
Maybe it is.
I don't know. I mean, with the paranormal, like, with the energy from the spirits, we know they got energy. You know
Absolutely.
What I'm saying? And, yeah, and I know they have, yeah. And when things are, okay, so, like, when I'm running the Frank's box or stuff, let's say
right.
that there is a solar storm or something. I can hear it.
Uh-huh.
Or thunderstorm in the distance. I can
ding,
hear it
ding.
Through the box. Okay,
ding, ding.
The solar storms are like... And then, you know, and like, you know what I mean? And different things. Lightning's like, you can hear the lightning strike,
yes.
not the thunder, but the lightning strikes itself, right?
Mm-hmm.
So if I'm hearing
right.
that frequency come through a line, you know, other, you know, humans are on this, we're no different. We're the same. We're all in the same frequency, you know, like with everything. We're connected. You know what I mean? Everything is connected. So why
mm-hmm.
not? I mean, the energies that we feel or we see, you know, maybe we even give the spirit to energy. There you go.
I'm thinking we do.
That's what I think.
I'm thinking that, have you ever, and just off on a little side note, I saw a photo taken at Myrtle's Plantation. I think
right.
it's probably about 15 years ago. And
mm-hmm.
there's this woman coming down the stairwell, the spirit, this energy that looked like a woman.
Oh, the spirit, the one
in
the stairs.
Yeah, it manifested like it looked like an antebellum lady coming down
yes.
the stairs.
Yes, yes.
Now, and you can see it, and it's kind of
the
distorted.
Woman,
it's faded
the
out.
Woman,
yes.
The woman in white, right? That's what it's called.
I'm not
right?
sure. I just know that it looked red to me.
Oh, I don't know. Maybe I'm thinking.
Wortham Hall had a lady in white in the 30s.
Okay. That's one.
They
I,
had,
I think that's the one I'm talking about.
They had yep. they had this image of this woman coming down. Shout out to Myrtle's Plantation. It's on my bucket list someday.
Oh, hell yeah. That, yep.
Louisiana. Got family. Yep. Kid, you know, la familia,
don
la
God, I would love eating down there. Here you go.
Sous de But the picture, I analyzed the picture, and it was grainy because it's old.
Right.
But, Lisa, if you ever see this picture, if
mm-hmm.
you zoom in on it and you clean it up, you start
right.
to see, and some of this could be pareidolia. And for those of you out there that don't know what pareidolia
yep.
is, that's
mm-hmm.
like when you look at something, like you look at a cloud and it looks like an elephant, or you look at like an outlet and it looks like two eyes
yeah.
and a mouth or whatever.
Yeah, that's
well,
right.
that's good.
You know, there's a lot of that.
You're,
in
yeah,
wait,
it's
brain,
because
our
you're.
Brain, our, no, never mind. Go ahead.
No, I think we were going the same way. Go ahead, Paul.
Yeah, the brain. Your brain, when you see something like that. But see, this is where I get a little iffy about this, because your brain sees something like that. We try to make sense out of a photo with makes no in it, and that's what sometimes happens with like the faces, right? I mean,
we are all guilty of that. But on that
right.
note, on that note about that pic.
When you go out of a photo and then you come back in and you're looking and it still looks the same and you look at it a million times and it hasn't changed and changed, usually you have a photo. You know what I mean?
Well, that,
like you're,
well, yeah,
you're looking straight
note,
on.
Mm-hmm. On that note, since you're definitely good elaboration. On that note, Lisa and David, if you look at that picture, you zoom in on it, you see like this confluence, if that's the right word, for lack of a better word, conglomeration is actually better, I think.
Yeah.
Of these of these other things surrounding that one being that's coming down the stairs. And what you were saying about them feeding off our energy or whatever, I think they build up enough energy that they feed off of each other to manifest after they absorb so much energy. And that's what allows, I don't know,
check this out. Walter said that you are like they like the light. They're the light. You know what I'm saying? You know what I mean? Like, you know?
Yeah.
But then you just got me thinking. Okay, so let's say they're attracted to beings of light that are on that for energy because they're, I don't know where the fuck they are. They're somewhere out there. They're in a different dimension, but they're around, or else I wouldn't be hearing them. And to be able to you get what I'm saying? And maybe as we draw in note and they draw off our good people, maybe at the same time there's the bad ones that draw off the bad people.
Yeah, well, I think she would have been probably a benign spirit coming down the stairs doing her thing, maybe a residual.
Party,
but what's up with
party.
These pictures? This isn't the only picture. This ain't the only photograph. I have looked at all other photographs that have undebunked, and they're out there. And some of them are a long time ago, like Polaroid. You couldn't double expose Polaroid.
I got that one,
so,
William. That was that's fucking really good.
Oh, that your William is it's top.
That that's a good that's a great photo. All right, but like for me, not keeping notice of it for a couple of days, you know, that's just me. But you know how it is. It's just that when you think about that, look at the photos. Look at I don't know. Maybe some are just. Paradelia when look, especially when they're like all zoomed out and they're all like you know, the screen is all puffy and looks like it's got lumps. You know what I mean? We can make faces out of anything or whatever. You know what I mean?
Yeah. If you zoom in too closely on any photo, your brain will try to make sense of it and put things in that you know for a fact what they look like. You see two dark shapes side by side and then something below it. You're going to say, oh, well, that's six.
I'm going to do, I'm going to challenge y'all to tell me what you think it is because I'm going to find that photograph.
Okay.
And I'm wondering if it's a nested battery pack or something where they draw energy from something and they work together to manifest or try to attempt the manifestation.
Right. You know,
there are some of them that when you look at them, you zoom in on them, it starts getting all crazy. But this picture is unique.
Yep.
It really is.
Yeah.
It really is. It's sort of like little mini versions of other things latching on to this one that's making a solid manifestation. So if, let's say hypothetically, they are feeding off one another to create their manifestation, and they see that light, or the other spirits that, that's the light that they're feeding off of that drew the most energy for that one, whatever.
Maybe we draw them in, too, with maybe our light's meant to draw them in. You get it? Our energy is meant to draw them in.
Psychics would probably absolutely agree with you on that.
Yeah, because the transfer of energy between you, like, we're not drained or anything. I'm not. I never drained.
Right.
I'm not, like, well, I'm always
drained. No, but
I
got drained one time.
That completely explains why staunch skeptics never experience anything paranormal. If they don't believe, then their energy is not one to draw anything to them,
they'll never experience it. Uh-huh.
Does that go to the aura aspect? The aura is the colors of the aura of them are like a door that's open and some of them are like a door that's closed on the other side. Who knows?
Yep.
I don't know.
You know what?
I have some interesting questions. But
you're right.
You brought it up. Oh, my God. Right. I'm fixing to lay it on you. You ready?
Oh, wait, when we were at the fort.
Go ahead.
You got to lay? No, you going to tell me now, finally?
Okay, no, no, yeah, yeah, well, no, go ahead. Ahead. Well, all you right. were talking about the Ford. I don't want to interrupt you. I love the
no,
Ford.
No, I was just
going to
say
and
that.
By the way, Greg O'Brien had a great, he's posted, he had a great Ford experience. So,
I
Greg O'Brien,
yeah,
we love you, buddy.
No. I wanted to come to the Siege bad. I just couldn't get there this time, which sucks because I go every year almost, so, you know. But anyway, yeah, I know it was great. It never not great. But when we had that experience in Casement 4, the group of us, our energies must have been just right for that to happen when, you know, it looked like pinpoints of lightning and started looking like nebulas flying around and I don't know how the fuck this all happened. All right, and but we all saw it collectively at the same time. Like, we were describing these at the same time. Like, what do you see? One, two, three, boom. And, you know, I was just trying to verify it. So maybe it was the right amount of energy.
Yeah, the right amount of energy, and everybody's energy there seemed to be, when you connected, it just tuned itself into one frequency as a collective.
Maybe. Yeah.
To where
that
you
was
could
actually,
see the same thing.
Thank you. That's the word I was looking for about the nested spirit. Was like a battery pack of spirits hanging her off of this one that was solidly manifesting. And that collective is like the Borg. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
I am Locutus of Myrtle Plantation. But, yeah, David, that's spot on. I love that.
But that would make sense to even. Okay, tell me what the hell you were going to tell me.
Lisa, you got ears are burning. Yeah. Okay, David, did you want to say anything else before I tell her?
No, go right ahead. Be my guest.
Lisa, I found an article in Science Magazine just scrolling through my email feed.
Right.
And this is pretty interesting, and I'm going to get your take on it.
Okay.
You probably already know this, but let me tell you what I read first.
Okay.
There is an incredibly intense hype of CME going on right now.
Yeah, it's been on and off. Well, I mean, it's we're at a solar maximum. We're entering the heat, the heart of a solar maximum.
Yeah, that's coronal mass ejection.
Yep.
The solar flares, if y'all don't know this.
Yep.
And there was a speculation of a cancellation of what they believed with how long it would be. Now, Lisa, have you ever heard of the Carrington event?
Which one? What is that? Wait.
The Carrington event happened in 1859, and it was an event that a CME hit the Earth so hard that all telegraph lines were blown all over the world. You know, the study about this is actually running a red flag the size of the planet about the size of a potential CME that could wipe out all of Wi-Fi and satellite transmission.
Well, yeah, it can. I mean,
so
they should be protected
they're talking
to
like,
a point, but
there is an event that could wipe out all of the Wi-Fi and the cell phone use and the satellite. We know our world relies heavily on all this shit now.
I know.
And
yeah,
if we got one, a coronal mass ejection that could just totally.
Well, you mean a coronal mass ejection that could actually disable every weapon? Yeah, that
everything.
Would probably work, too.
So, Lisa,
that might work.
Say, I want your take on
can.
The potential of that wiping out all of the communications on the planet and knocking us back into the dark ages or whatever.
If it's, well, it might. I mean, it depends on what they shielded the satellites with. But if it hits the satellites, if it's coming in and it's like an X flare and it's like a bad solar storm, like past three, you know what I mean? It could hit it and just short it out. You know, like it's radiation. It's like, you know what I mean? It's like that. What is it? Plasma from the sun. So you know what I mean?
I didn't
when it comes
know that.
Back,
I didn't
yeah,
know that.
And it just shoots, and that's why we get the auroras, the northern lights.
Right,
because,
and that's the other thing. They're getting
they
them
had
in New York and shit.
They had, on Frank Sumption's birthday, there was a purple Steve. That's the name they chose, and I did not pick that. All right, there's a purple. It's like a line. It comes down, and they're usually red. But on Frank's birthday, a purple one was spotted. By all the
that's
cameras.
That's cool, man.
Ain't
that's
it?
Really cool.
I figured I had to throw that in there. But no, that's them. So we keep popping holes also in our magnetic field. So when that solar storm, hits past the satellites and it hits our magnetic field, it starts to pound on the field, like, you know what I mean, to break through?
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
All right. So that's when my body hurts like a motherfucker.
Oh, no.
Lyme disease does not like that to happen when it's, yeah, it will. I'm like, ow, I'm serious. But then when it breaks through, then you get the winds, and then you get the northern lights. So it's space is, it's kind of crazy. It's space is coming in and giving us this light show, you know?
Yeah, and that's actually what's going on in New
yep.
York and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And it's come down further south than normal. Lisa,
well,
what is a coronal mass ejection? What is that?
It's when the sun, they call sunspots, and I'm not scientific, but I'll layman's term.
No, I just
all
wanted
right, so,
your, you know,
okay,
I know you've been watching it for years.
They kind of bubble up. It's like plasma that goes up and down. It looks like almost like rivers, but going up and down, and they mix into it. And when it gets to this point where it overloads, it explodes.
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
wow.
And you know what I mean? That's why I think the Soundgarden's song Black Hole Sun is very fucking on point. Anyway, so I do. I'm serious. And
shout out
shoots,
to Soundgarden. Love
it. Yeah, right. Look, that, and it shoots out like an X-ray. If you've ever seen one, it looks, it's like an X. It's like, and then it just flings the plasma and all that stuff, the magnetic, whatever is in there, all out towards you like a ball flying through space.
Well, it's
and
going
so,
on right
yeah.
now quite a
oh,
bit.
Yeah.
David, I wonder if you're in tune with some of that, because maybe that's why there's an increase in activity where you're at, because you're up there in
maybe.
Northern Maine, and you're not far from
yeah.
all this.
I'm up here in
BSE.
yeah,
yeah,
have
you seen the
higher.
Green sky yet? You seeing the lime green sky, Chip, up there?
Not through the clouds, no.
Oh, all right, yeah.
But that's still higher elevation, so he's going to feel whatever coming through more.
If it's coming, I don't know. Absolutely, I think.
Wait.
I gotta stop that.
Iceland's super volcanoes are about to blow. They just evacuated everybody.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And Italy's volcano just erupted. So we're not doing so good. Okay. There. Anyway. So yeah, those two things are happening. But then again, look at all the Earth changes. So you know what I mean. But if we keep popping holes, imagine. We're popping holes through space. We're popping holes in the ground. We're sucking all the oil out, and then we expect to not to have any consequences.
Yeah,
boom,
I mean,
boom.
when you drain the oil from the ground and you create that void, there's no more pressure to keep the walls of that tunnel in place. So of course there's going to be earthquakes.
Right. Hold on.
As much as we've taken out, that's why there's a number of earthquakes, I think.
Yeah, well, definitely the earthquakes, but the earthquakes when so you drain, that's a fracking. It's different than like the fault lines under. Well, then again, look what all the damage we did. But fracking can cause earthquakes. So what it does is sucks the oil or gas, whatever they're doing, draining out of there, and it literally shifts the rocks. You understand? So it causes the friction, and that's where you get the earthquakes from. But the big ones, you know what I mean? The whole, I guess, plate is shifting. You know, like it, yeah, so. We got them.
Do
we
you
got a lot
think
of them.
That in yes. light of that supposition?
Excuse me?
Do you think
okay.
Do you think that the electromagnetic do you think all that hitting and bombarding the Earth might be causing the imbalance as well?
No, not really. We let it in. We popping rockets. I don't know. I could see going to space and exploring and all that, but like popping satellites, like we look like the garbage plant, the fucking. By this
point,
there's so much, and so every time they pop something through that magnetic field, they're breaking it down a little more.
Do you think that
yeah.
we'll have Skylab, like a bunch of them falling out of the sky by now?
I don't know.
Do we've still got the International Space Station up there,
we've
right?
We've had,
yeah.
like, Frank told me that we have, he told me this way before it came out, that we have, like, a mini moon that follows our planet,
Neat.
Like, around us. It's like an asteroid, but it's quite... goes with our planet around.
Right.
But it's, yeah, and then it came out, like, I read it, like, last year. I was like, oh, Frank knew that, but no. So that, I mean, you never know. I mean, if an asteroid hits everything out of space, I would imagine so.
Yeah, that'd be the least of our worries.
Yeah. I would think so. I would, we just need aliens.
But
Lisa,
I noticed my internet connection was acting up a little last week, and then I noticed.
Mine too. Yep.
It was like, I mean, literally, I'd be going down the road 2 or 3 in the morning over in Arkansas, I just drop.
Right.
You know,
right.
Zero, nothing, nada. It's never happened in that area. And
yep.
I'm out in the middle in the big, wide, open sky, pitch black, and whoop, generate. Just the spirit powers everywhere. But the internet's like, no go. I wonder, does that, you think maybe the many ones are causing disruption?
It does disrupt.
Sporadic?
It'll disrupt the satellites. Sometimes so your Wi-Fi goes wooky. But, and it also disrupts the radio transmissions. A shortwave radio will go off
ham radios.
And I've had MMR just go out of nowhere on occasion from it. So, yeah, so it hits the radio waves, too. It does. So, yep.
So there's been an increase in that then. Yeah.
We were in a solar minimum, which sucks anyway. All right. Where the sun didn't have as many sunspots. Now we're entering like the pretty much the big section of the solar maximum. So there's going to be more sunspots, more CMEs, more everything. It does it every so often, the sun. So,
right.
Okay.
Minimum to maximum. So, but this now with all the damage we already did, I don't fucking know.
On a scale of 1 to 5, what do you think this particular episode of solar activity? What would you rate it? The things that are going on with the normal
I think this is nothing.
Everything.
This is going to be nothing compared to in the next months ahead because that's when it's going to maximize. Yeah. Yep, but I mean, I love space weather. Space weather is my favorite thing. I mean, I like it. Like, I can't quite tell you scientifically, but I know what I'm talking about.
No.
Like,
that's why if I want scientific, I would have quoted the fucking article. I wanted to hear Lisa Tiffin.
Space weather and Earth. It's all connected. I mean, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Look at the moon controls the tides on the planet. Of all.
Oh yeah.
Okay.
Correct.
Think about that. So everything is connected. So we're fucking up everyone. Somebody digging on that moon, too. I don't know who got that brilliant idea. I don't know who in their right mind would dig on our gravity source.
No, you didn't. That reminds me. Hey, David, you remember the time machine where they dug the moon and it exploded?
Right. There you go. You
right.
Yeah. And that threw the Earth into a winter.
They're trying to dig for what, diamonds?
Not nuclear. But
we would all fly up into space.
Yeah, but shout out to the great H.G. Wells, man.
Yep.
H.G. Wells,
right.
When
yep.
I was a kid, he's in my top five of authors. Amazing.
Wasn't there a big idea to mine the moon for diamonds?
They're all doing that shit over there digging.
Okay, here's my question then.
Okay.
Why are you mining the moon? Can't even mind.
No. The question comes in. How are diamonds even formed on the moon when diamonds are made of carbon deposits?
That would have meant
that there was living things on the moon at one time.
Wait a minute.
Go ahead.
Okay. Okay.
No, go ahead.
How did Earth's water get here? An asteroid. Okay, hear me out. That's why water got here. And our planet swished into some other planet. That's where we came from, because part of the planet's still stuck in the middle of our planet.
Yeah.
They found it. All right, so if the moon, which gets plummeted by asteroids, you know that. They don't hit them. You don't hear about that because, you know, it bounces.
Right.
Or whatever. But
yeah.
But everything, when you look at the moon, it's like that in itself right there. Mining it, I would be more worried about gravity, but diamonds and stuff, it could be found anywhere, you know? I imagine.
Yeah,
aren't diamonds glass that are compressed from
you
into real,
wait,
no, it's carbon. Carbon deposit.
Oh, it's
deposit.
Carbon? Oh, okay. That's my bad.
Yeah, but some other things, not just, it's carbon, it's rock. It's
carbon
sediment.
Naturally
it's a mineral.
Occurring.
It's a mineral.
Is it natural?
Wait, I got to get in my rock thing now? All right. It's a mineral, right? Like,
I told you we were going to be talking about this for a hot minute.
Diamonds would be in a rock. They'll be already in a rock, and that rock would have had to heat it up. And, you know, in space, you know, a lot of things are hot. Like, you ever watch a comet? Okay, so think
about
it.
What about the Big Bang?
You know?
Is that the theory of everything being superheated and then cooling down and it ran for 100 million years on
Wait a minute. If the moon's part, was the moon part of us? Because it probably is.
Yeah, I think it was. Wasn't there a break-off, wasn't it?
When the planets hit each other, then it...
Ooh,
right.
That means David
so
Drake, they got gold and all kinds of shit on that thing.
No, you don't want to do that because then it'll kill everybody.
No, I don't want to.
I mean, and it's kind of stupid. You know, right? Like, I go hunt for rocks. I don't dig into the ground. I just fucking find them. You know what I mean? You know,
right.
You know what I mean. It's just,
what's your favorite rock? What's the most beautiful rock you've ever seen?
I don't know what
it
is.
I used to collect them, too.
Yeah,
and arrowheads and things like that back home in Texas.
Yeah,
well,
I
was raised back home is Tennessee now. So
I got a lot of quartz. I got some amethyst. I got a whole bunch of shit. But like, and it's all raw. It's not
polished.
It's still in a fucking shop. It's like raw and still in the rock, but I clean it to the point where you can see all of the points. So it's like holding, wow. You're looking at something that's a crystal. It's just weird. And plus, I got other rocks. I don't know which my favorite. They're all my favorite.
Well, my favorite one is that one, and I bet you know the name of it. But it's the one when you crack it open, it's like hollow, and it's got all the beautiful crystals, and it's purple.
Yeah, that's a geode, and generally they contain amethyst inside.
Yes. Amethyst.
Mm-hmm. I love amethyst. I would say that's probably my favorite one. My favorite one.
Emeralds, rubies, diamonds, amethyst.
But I got one.
Topaz.
I got to take one of my rocks because the one I carry in my pocketbook that I found in West Virginia when I didn't hear a car accident after the meteor fog. All right. Because I can't identify even on the rock identifier. So I need to go bring this in and say, what the fuck is
this? Find an actual. Go to an actual geologist.
Yeah, I know. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, when we were all younger, y'all remember the story of the rock that was found in the desert and they busted it apart and had some kind of metal, some kind of mechanical device in it.
Yeah.
It looked like it was from a spaceship or something.
Right, I remember that. Holy shit.
A Chariots of Fire was actually, they brought up the verse in the Bible about seeing the Chariots of Fire and everything and how they... Chariots of Fire could have been spaceships or some shit like that.
Seriously. Oh, okay, thank you. All right, seriously, it could have been. Look, remember, you know how, like we look back. Okay, I'm just going to put this bluntly. You know they say everybody was unintelligent back then? How about if they were?
Oh, that's bullshit.
Okay, how about, like, even when you go back to ancient Egypt, go past ancient Egypt, back that way. And you look at the technology that they used. What the fuck? They were smarter than we were. Cause look at
ancient aliens, man.
I know.
That goes right along with a series that's running on Netflix right now.
What?
And it kind of ties into the, this is like the fourth incarnation of humanity. Where every now and then. A major event happens, and a lot of life dies, but the remaining humans go through mass amnesia at the same time that they survive, so they revert back to, like, a primal state, and they don't know a damn thing.
Maybe we're all flashed like I'm Ben of Black,
a complete, total mass amnesia event.
Yeah.
Where we forget what we are, who we are, what we knew.
Like
and
every
we've got
life
to start
we have.
Back, yeah, and we've got to start right back over from scratch, which would explain the Mayan civilization, which would explain the Egyptian civilizations. All these that appear to have been way more advanced than we are, especially as far as construction back then, as we look at it. Like, how the hell could the pyramids have been built so quickly, as large as they are, with stone?
I want to know how the fuck they lifted something with that fucking hieroglyph with the rock in their hand when they're lifting that thing. I still want to know how that happened. You know what I'm saying? They know how to harness energy somehow.
That I was reading something about, and they're thinking that it was resonance frequency that they figured out.
They were smart.
Yeah, they knew how to harness the resonance, and they could lift.
Don't get me started on Stonehenge.
Okay, listen. Every time the world does end, begin, because the end is always a beginning. All
right,
so begin again. There are people left here that don't forget, and then the same motherfuckers come back and try to live normally, without using a lot of, whatever.
Right.
And then here comes the fucking little demon dudes, and they come down here, and here we go again. You never
exactly.
know.
Exactly.
I mean,
you know, that's the thing about the paranormal, and actually, shout out to Bobby Gallo. Spot
yeah.
on the other day. He posted.
Yeah. Hi, Bob.
Bobby. There are, and
Yo,
also
Bobby.
Brian J. Kano. Brian J. Kano educated me the other day, not directly, but what I read that he posted.
Yeah. Oh, Brian J.
And
yeah.
Brian J. Kano is absolutely amazing. He is so many levels above all of this
and
bullshit.
I have one word to say to Brian. Nirvana.
But Brian...
His favorite band is the Foo Fighters. Brian had, basically
the conversation went to about, you know, who people who claim they are, you know, like, you know, really well known in the paranormal and this
I
and
know.
That. Well, Brian J. Kano summed it up, there are no experts, period. But
no,
there are
not.
People that can enlighten you.
Yeah.
There are people in the field mm-hmm. that can enlighten you and make you think. Something to that effect.
Yeah, and also that you know, the other people, but in my opinion, the other people come and go real quick, man. When you over-promote, you
overextend.
Overextend
yeah.
yourself, and then you pick up anybody, and you know what I'm saying? That can be, you know, that can happen. And then you wind up, you know, there are...
And I posted, and you like this, and I appreciate
mm-hmm.
you liking it, because mm-hmm. I posted a message on there that said, you educated me. Y'all educated me in this, and it confirms
yeah.
what I believe, that you follow your own path to your own research.
Right.
And share and compare. Compare
gotcha.
The, you know, that's so important. Everybody following one idea. If somebody in the room is thinking the same thing, then not everybody in the room is thinking.
Yeah, no.
If
right.
everybody in the room, excuse me, if everybody in the room is thinking the same thing, somebody's not thinking.
And that is why
I wasn't thinking.
Research.
That's why I said it wrong.
Look, that's why I chose research. I chose to,
yeah.
to well, now I am an audio tech because of my ears, but researching and stuff like that in the field. You know what I mean? Like, it's not just mm-hmm. one time. Like, if you go somewhere, like, well, I went to the fort. I spent years at the fort, so, you know what? But even then, I didn't. Give a person, like, say it was definitely that spirit. It took me like 2 years with
right.
constant same person, constant, and then I had to research history for what they were saying.
Exactly.
So see what
yeah.
I mean? So then you're like,
exactly.
oh, bingo.
Yeah.
Yeah, bingo. I know exactly what's going on.
There's a difference between telling people, you know, and then asking
yeah.
questions and getting answers.
Like when
stuff.
When people go down there and they chase me at 11 and they're talking to William, no, they ain't. Okay,
no.
There you go. If
you
he, if, no, no, if he's in any way not a nice person, that ain't fucking William.
No.
You know, I got William's voice.
Oh, and there's some nasty ones. I can't go into too much detail, but most of my private investigations have been really nasty. Human.
Really? I wonder.
They don't want to go. They want to stick around. They still the intelligent ones. The residuals, they just get smudged.
I get, you
but,
know what? I don't even know that.
Like,
they just walk into the room.
And then just, they're gone.
I'd be like, they're just walking through the room again. Just ignore them.
Right. Yes. 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 That.
You know?
You too, huh?
Yeah.
I didn't even know that. You too? You ever had one just run right, it just goes right through you, and you're like, okay.
Reminds me of when I was residual.
But
when I lived in Freehold at the house
yeah.
with my mom.
Good old
my stepdad's home. House, yeah, and it was already 200 years old in 1977.
Yeah.
Okay, so, you know, that's old, all right, and I remember that house. I don't know, I think the one walked in the hall was residual, because you would see it at the same time every night.
Right.
I'd be like, oh, my God, because, you know, my mom woke up to her father-in-law who had passed, all right, with covering her. Because she thought she was cold, she woke up. Yeah, so that kind of shit. Yeah, that kind of shit happened. But I don't.
Hey,
think
Lisa,
that
we were.
Residual.
Yeah, we were talking about intelligent spirits. You said one said my name or some shit.
Oh,
that's
I gotta play. No, this is a female. Okay, I'm just listen. It's in the middle of it. I didn't make a short clip, so it's like it says they didn't real fast, and then we hear Walter, and it sounds like Walter said he's smart. Okay, all right, hold on.
Mm-hmm.
I got it right here. I don't know if you. Wait, it's not loud enough. Come on, I keep lowering. Hold on, I'll get it. Hold on.
Just for you.
All right, wait. I'm trying to get it. Okay. Oh, you heard the smart part. Hold on, wait. Right. I don't know if you
can do that. Oh, yeah. let me do it while we're
from blue.
See?
Oh, shit.
Smart.
Oh, wait. We got to listen to the smart part. Okay, play it again. Listen.
From blue.
He's smart,
that's,
okay?
That's
all right.
Really
yeah.
cool, man.
It was like,
hey,
cool. I'm going to slow it down so you can probably get the voice better. All right, I'll do that later and I'll send it to you. You know what I mean? It was like,
that was the queerest. That's the second queerest time I've ever heard my name on EVP. That was that clear.
That was the last night, too. I ran the boss for a little bit, and it was in the middle of it. I was like, dude, I got to clip that, and I did. I put it up to
thanks.
Play
I appreciate
for you
that,
today.
Lisa.
Because it was.
I give him a shout out on the other side for me.
Yes, definitely. We need a Walter shout out, and whoever that is, we got to find out. Because she called your name.
Sorry, I'm eating a candy bar.
That's all right. She called your name, so.
Hell yeah! I fucking heard it. That was a fucking bomb, man.
Yep. So that means she's connected to you and wants to say something. So we'll
ever.
Find out who she is. Yep. All right, that would work. That was funny though. I was like, what the hell? Yeah, they're saying a whole bunch of weird shit. You know, the
that's
best.
That was beautiful, man. Thank
you. Yep. They've been like rambling, these guys. They say your name. I've got your name before, too. Started all them years ago, though, too.
Say my name, bitch. No, I'm just kidding.
Yep.
that was a song, too, wasn't it?
Yes, it was. That's actually what I was referring to.
Mm-hmm.
Say yesterday. My name. Say my name.
The day before yesterday, right, I decided I was going to try to make cornbread. Myself.
Oh, I love cornbread.
And I did, but I didn't have baking powder, so it was not
with onions,
all the way.
You put onions? You put
no,
onions
no,
up in
no,
there.
No, put sugar in it. This cornbread. We're up here. That's cornbread.
That's
sweet cornbread.
Right,
that's
and then,
bread.
Yeah. And then
no,
I
no,
ran
no,
the box.
Me,
right, I ran the box, and I asked where William was and Walter. You know what I mean? Because that's why I always ask where they are. And I think William says, right here in the kitchen. I said, would you watch me cook? He said yes. I'm like, oh my, I must look like an idiot. You know what I mean? But no, that's common. You know, like if Walter's not around, William is.
Right.
Like Walter was somewhere, you know, else that he was needed desperately at. So, you know, which is really weird. But, you know, the whole thing with the paranormal is like, I know people will be like, what the fuck she's talking about? But after all these years of talking to Walter, who was Elijah, who was Eversit. All right, because I named them all the different names, so I found it, the name, Walter. All right, so, you know what I mean? It's been the same since I've been a kid. So, I don't know.
Yeah, the voice
and
the spirit has been the same.
Yep, I think they're getting, well, he grew with me when I was little. Like, I would think I was like 5, and he would be like around 8 or 9. And you get, like, what I mean? Like, yeah.
Yeah.
Then he grew, and then I got mad because I was a rebellious little fucking kid because my parents got divorced and blah blah blah. My mother threw me in a gin shelter in New Jersey. Okay. Yeah. It's common. All right.
Right.
Because I was incorrigible. You know.
Yeah.
They pretty much threw everybody in my family and that thing on that end. You know. But then my dad took me back because he got me. We were trying to get custody. He was trying to get custody back of me the whole time. And I finally got to go home, but that's when I was mad at the world. So, you know, I stopped seeing him, but then I, you know what I mean? Then it was dreams, you know? And
right.
I know, going back to when me and Annie used to sit there and blast Ramones or whatever, the voices that would interrupt might have been him.
Could have been.
Might have been. Could've
all
been.
Right, so that, yeah. And then the price box was my first box ever ran, you know, so. But anyway, energy of its spirits is growing stronger.
Yes, it does seem to be.
A testament to Frank's ability to build those, it still works all these years later.
Because.
Still rocking out, still pushing out EVPs.
Look, it was a gift, so he gave it to me. It was my gift. But he told me this battery pack ain't going to last that long. You know, you might need to put another one in, right?
Yeah.
You know how long it lasted? let me see. I got it 2014. Well, the beginning, May, I think it was.
Yeah.
50, 60, 70, 80, 90, 20, 1, 2, 2. It lasted 8 years before I had to repair that battery pack, which I did.
Wow.
All right. So, yeah, 8 solid years. It would have to be replaced very soon. Nope. And that's, the box is important. You know, it's a piece
yeah.
to him. You know?
Yeah,
he
definitely.
Didn't go away. His spirit, he's with Norman now. You got my dogs with him, too. I know that. But yeah, so they don't leave us. Where they are, I don't know. But I don't think they really do leave us.
I don't think they do either. I think there's an explanation somehow dimensionally for that.
Yeah, I do too. Because it makes no sense if I say to when I've done that before, or you've done it too, where are you? And they
oh,
say,
yeah,
here.
Absolutely. Yes.
And you're
time.
Like, where
that
here?
Be saying that.
I asked Walter that last time, and he goes, and I go, where are you? He said, just look up. And I'm looking, and he, you know what I mean? I'm like, I don't see you. He said, keep looking up. So I don't know what that means. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm going to tell you what I think it means. We discussed
what?
It on a couple of three other shows, all of us mm-hmm. have, about how they're not quite on the ground, right directly linear to us. And sometimes there's residuals that are going over a floor that has long rotted away. Like, for an instance, in Wales there was a castle
mm-hmm.
that they kept seeing this pink lady floating across the top at night. This woman was researching bats in
oh,
a castle.
Shit,
I think I know
about this. Yeah.
She was doing bat research back in the 90s at this castle in Wales.
Uh-huh.
And Prince's Nest, that was her name. They have reported for hundreds of years that she was in a red dress. Well, they were wondering maybe the reason it's a pink apparition is because it's just the energy's fading. But she goes across, she promenades and floats across above the whole area
uh-huh.
of the castle where the floor was hundreds of years ago.
Exactly.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
So
yep.
maybe it's got something to do with where a floor was if you're in a really old building, or the fact that they kind of just float. And they don't some of them probably do, but
what they say in the field is that spirits are 3 feet above ground level, and earthbound would be touching the earth.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I mean that kind of makes sense, right? Like to what you're saying, the same thing. If they're 3 feet, like they're not. William wasn't touching the ground in that picture. He was holding the tree.
No, he was
he was about 3 or 4 feet above ground level. Yeah.
Right.
Mhm. And he was holding a tree. The only 3 pictures they got, they're holding a tree. I don't get it. So, you know, well, maybe. What do you think, guys?
David?
I actually think that there are different layers of the other dimensions. I don't think there's just one that's going to put them a certain level above where our physical ground actually is.
But what if that's where their dimension is?
What about there being some in between us and them?
They're probably, who knows? I don't know.
I don't know, but
I wasn't asking about
that. Right. No, I'm thinking, you know, yeah, I mean, I think they're on different levels dimensionally.
Yeah. I'm talking about the tree. I have a theory on why the spirits that I get always have their hand on the tree. I think because they're drawing the energy, because we are all connected, that is their ability to draw from the earth.
Uh-huh.
And I think that... Right. They're on a different total frequency. No. They're like on a different level, dimension, whatever. They're here, but we can't see them. So,
right.
You know, like when we talk to spirits, when you get the spirits on an investigation, right, they're there talking. You hear them when you come home on your recorder, okay,
yep.
or while you're there, depending if it's like, you know what I mean? But, you know, they're there. So we don't, it's insane. It's insane to really think about it.
Right.
It really
is. And holding on to trees or touching trees like that, that have roots that branch out so they can draw from all the other trees,
mm-hmm.
as well as the branches above ground, which are drawing energy
from above
everything in the air, would be able to consolidate all that energy into one point, provided
and
that
wait.
Spirit knows how to do it. And I think
I'll go one step further. Underground, the roots from the trees touch each other and send each other messages. You do know that, right?
Right.
Yeah,
oh, yeah,
they do. All right, so when you think about the touch of the tree, the messages below, the energy above, it's possible maybe nature would, you know what I mean, something to do with nature. Well, you still get them in houses and stuff, but, like, something to do with nature maybe makes them more able to manifest if they're a spirit.
Right.
I don't know.
Yeah, it's quite possible.
I don't know, but there's a story.
And being around, being inside houses, you know, the way a lot of houses are built anymore, they've got to have that layer of firm sand around it for drainage.
Yeah.
And the sand, of course, contains the silicon. Silicone, which is used in all electronics anymore. So I think it's conducting a lot of that energy through the foundation of the house to allow spirit energy to...
Yeah, but silicone is for sealing something, closing it up.
No, silica.
Oh, silica. I thought you said silicone.
Yeah.
I'm like, wait, what? All right.
Actually, I just used a bunch of silicone on my bay window.
Yeah, exactly. That's not
the
way I thought you said that.
I mean, and, you know, as far as all that, I mean, Fabian's more technically minded, so he'd be able to understand more on that one than I do.
I'm about as useful as an ashtray on a motorcycle anymore.
All I know is that right now I think everything, the so-called veil, whatever you want to call it, is thinning. But I really think it's also calling us to know that I don't know, we're fucked. Oh, anyway, let's just go past. We are. Okay. They still should, I'm going to tell you, they should never have, when they found that axe murderer's body in 2017 and his body was buried, his legs were, his limbs were chopped off, buried in separate places in a cave. And then his torso was in the middle or whatever it was. And they never found his head. I knew they should have never removed that body. Okay. But it's the first fucking thing I said. Going back to, like, the Headless Horseman days. And they turned out the guy was an axe murderer, too. Okay? Yeah.
Which, you know, the Headless Horseman being
Hessian
soldier.
About, you don't just bury limbs in certain places unless it's, like, ritualistic burying. Okay?
Oh, that was definitely ritualistic.
That
yeah,
no,
that was definitely ritualistic.
Yeah.
So they never
if
found
you the
head.
If you found the head. What
there's
do you
no
say?
Head.
I need to ask you a few questions.
Yeah, right. Hello. But wait, they never found a head. So it was a headless body.
Well, it hasn't got a head yet, then.
A headless axe murderer.
DNA. They did the DNA to find out who it was.
No, really, in all seriousness?
Yeah. They know.
What are you
they
talking
what it
about?
Was.
I do not what you're talking about. I'm not
familiar
with this.
Oh, okay, 2017, a girl or a woman, whatever, was inside a cave. You know, you go through caves, you know, to check them out. And she tripped over something, I believe, and it was an arm, okay, like something sticking out. It was a burlap sack,
okay?
Then when they called the police, blah, 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 they go in. And this guy from the 1800s, like I guess the late
1800s. Where was it at?
I forget right now. I have to look it up. I forget.
And
so they went through the cave, and they found his arm over there buried in burlap sack. Each body part was strategically wrapped in a burlap sack.
Wow.
And placed it buried in different areas along with his torso. His head was nowhere to be found. And
it was
in
the 1800s?
Yeah, and I went, I was like, oh, fuck. Don't take the body. They took the body, analyzed it, and do DNA, so they took the body. And I was like, oh, fuck, we're screwed. All right,
someone took the head as a trophy, though.
Maybe. Yeah, but where's the fucking head?
Another killer killed an axe killer. He was a better killer.
Yeah.
His head's
like
Jersey.
Predator.
That's a ritualistic burial.
Yeah, it's in.
So
it's
that
in
makes
the,
me think of Sleepy
Rich.
Hollow.
His head's in Jersey somewhere.
No, somebody got his fucking head. He's going to be looking for that head. See? Now that they took his body parts out of there. See what I mean? No. But that's the vibe I got off of that. It was early 2017. I was like, no, don't do that. No, don't do that. No, don't. But, yeah, that's pretty crazy.
Hey, if you find the article, let us know.
I will. I'll find it.
Because that's interesting as shit. I didn't ever hear of it.
It's crazy. I always look them up. I don't want to do that in case somebody calls.
Like Predator, you know, or something.
Yeah. Dude, it's crazy. But then I'm like, yeah, that's it. That's the Predator.
And then they find this advanced sword or spear in there, you know?
You got all a bunch of shit.
Now I'm getting stupid.
Video game style Covenant energy sword, and you know.
Yeah. hey, the Predator versus the Klingon Empire, that'd be a hell of a fucking show, wouldn't it?
Oh, my God. I'm still
waiting
for fucking Godzilla to come out of the ocean.
They might get him.
I'm waiting for Godzilla to come out of the ocean.
Battle
of. Still. You know that. Godzilla. I'm telling you, that's next. Really.
I'm China. I'm thinking China.
Japan.
I like
No, I'm thinking that cave that they found in China with the million-year-old plants that are still growing.
Oh, that's
nice
a big
strong.
Giant hole. It's like it's like a sinkhole that has life in down. Well, there's water and oceans and mountains and shit underneath us. So that's where they got the whole thing from Middle Earth from, I gather.
For Tolkien.
There is an ocean and there's mountains and everything beneath us. So anything's fucking possible. Now that we're moving everything with the earthquakes and the earth is heating up here, they're going to come back up here. It's warmer down there, remember? They'll be like, oh, we got the water now. I'm going to come back up. I mean, really, is that what dinosaurs do when we destroy ourselves? I mean, think about it. We never know.
Yeah.
That'd be scary, though.
But, you know, really, though, when you think about the possibilities of the ocean, which is the last great unexplored frontier because of how deep it is, and our ability for us to go that deep without...
Yeah, we haven't...
Example given, the little boat,
or
little submersible that tried to go to hang out of the Titanic, and it went terribly wrong. We don't have the technology.
No.
Well, something had the technology, and it's down there in the Marianas Trench.
I know.
What the hell is floating around down there? Because they're finding new shit every day.
Wait,
there's technology out there.
Yeah, but the creepy fucking things are coming up now because something's going on. But the waters are warming. I don't know what the fuck. Or the seismic activity down there. I don't know. But the fish that are usually down deep in the ocean are starting to surface upward. That's scary.
Yeah.
Well, I'll tell you what's really crazy is I love whales. I'm a big
I do too.
Fan. Well, we're whales as in the creature. I was talking about whales, the country, a minute ago.
Yeah.
I love them both equally, mate. Yeah, no, but the whales... What really breaks my heart is all these whales that have been coming up on the shore, you know,
plastic,
and dying
hit by boats.
And drugs.
Plastic. Most of them have plastic in their stomach. The fucking pigs can't even recycle right.
Good news is that manatees are making a comeback. That's the good news I read.
That's
the other
good,
day on
but
the
they
you know?
Yeah they did they did some stuff down there. I don't know. Some like I don't know to try to make it more habitable or something. But they got to watch. They'll just go again when the red tide comes in.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Hey, it's fine. Yeah. You can run over them. There's too many. Yeah.
Right, exactly. Yep, exactly. So that'll happen next because that always happens. It's like you're cutting down trees. Where the fuck you want them to go in the forest? They're going to come inward. Duh. Learn to live with them, damn it. Be
what
nice
do y'all
to
think
the bear.
About skunk apes? Do y'all believe in the skunk apes? Apes down there in skunk apes.
I don't
apes
know about them.
I don't know. Yeah, I don't know for
sure. They believe they're primates that people kept either illegally or permitted that have gotten away and end up in the swamps.
Here? Yeah, look, I just found out now we got wild hogs. Okay? I'm like,
I used to hunt wild hogs. Wild hogs.
Yep. I'm like, what? I'm like, with tusks.
Oh, boars.
And I would be like, I would guarantee I would not get hurt because I didn't get hurt by a bear, okay? So, no. It's just the energy.
Well, guys, we love y'all.
Yes.
We
love
y'all.
But the energy.
The
energy you put out, that's why no animals hurt me. Because of the energy I portray with no fear. So we can, the animals are smarter than fucking people. That's the point of the show. Okay, there you go. Right? Am I right?
But we love you guys. Yes. Thank y'all for listening to Scanning
and
the Frequencies on Live Paranormal. We appreciate it.
Brighten your energy to brighten the world's energy.
Yeah, please. Shine that light out there, man.
Yeah, no animals were harmed in the making of this audio.
None at all.
Yes.
None at all. Or never are. Okay, so we will leave it at that. And
but the chicken
week,
is coming back one of these days.
Oh, within the next week. And then within the next week, we'll see what transpires more. See if we can come back, if we get any more activity that's increasing. We should. Yeah. With me, I don't. It's always around, so I'm like, I don't notice it.
Yeah, I mean, you're always aware of it, and it's just been an increase here, so I'm going to pay more attention this
week. Pay more to both of you. Pay more attention. Okay, love you guys.
That's it.
All right.
Love y'all.
Good
night.
Thanks for tuning in.
Good night.
Next Monday night, 8 p.m. Eastern.